Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the little daily lantern for people building with agents, models, tools, and all the strange plumbing in between. Today's standout story is not a single model leap. It is the field getting more serious about proof. OpenAI is auditing coding benchmarks. Databricks is testing agents against a multi-million line code base. New research is arguing, quite bluntly, that agents should reason less and verify more. And honestly? Good. The agent era does not become real when demos get prettier. It becomes real when the receipts are hard to fake. The ledger opens with OpenAI's new research post, Separating Signal from Noise in Coding Evaluations. The headline number is bracing. After a detailed audit of SWE Bench Pro, OpenAI estimates that roughly 30% of the tasks are broken. That does not mean coding agent evaluation is useless. It means the measurement layer is now important enough to deserve its own engineering discipline. The practical point is that leaderboards can lie without anyone intending deception. A task may have an ambiguous expected fix. A test may fail for reasons unrelated to the model's patch. A repository may encode a stale dependency or an environmental assumption. If the benchmark is noisy, a model can look better or worse for the wrong reasons. For builders, the take is simple. Do not outsource judgment to one leaderboard. Ask what the task checks, how failure is adjudicated, and whether the claimed win survives inspection. Databricks is pushing from the other direction with a production-scale post on benchmarking coding agents on a multi-million line codebase. This is exactly the direction enterprise agent evaluation needed to go. Small public tasks are useful for comparison, but real codebases have build systems, flaky tests, dependency landmines, tribal architecture, and changes that only become wrong three directories away. A coding agent that performs well in a clean benchmark can still collapse when the repository is large, slow, and opinionated. The interesting part is not merely that Databricks is testing agents, it is that evaluation is becoming local, contextual, and operational. The mature pattern is not which agent wins everywhere. It is which agent, with which harness, on this codebase, under these constraints, produces changes the team can review and ship. That is a far better question. Then comes the paper with the most useful title of the morning: Reason Less, Verify More. It studies a silent failure mode in tool-using agents. The agent completes a tool call, the tool returns success, and the final state is still wrong under policy. No exception, no dramatic crash, just a booking changed when it should not have been, or a state transition accepted because the tool was syntactically valid. The proposed fix is not another model judging the first model's vibes. It is deterministic gates over the resulting state. Inspect what actually changed. Check whether the transition was allowed. Fail closed when the receipt does not match the rule. That is the sort of tiny verifier agent systems desperately need. Not, "I think I complied," but, "This invariant holds, here is the state, and the check passed." On the model release shelf, Mistral introduced Robustral Navigate, an 8 billion parameter robotics navigation model that uses a single RGB camera. Mistral reports 76.6% success on unseen R2R CE benchmarks, outperforming multi-sensor approaches in that setting while keeping the sensor assumption narrow. For agent builders outside robotics, the important lesson is specialization. Robustral Navigate is not trying to be every assistant everywhere. It is a model built around a concrete embodied task. Take visual input, understand an environment, and navigate. That is where many useful agents will go next. Smaller, specialized systems with crisp interfaces may be more deployable than giant general models wrapped in vague instructions. There is also a same-day market signal around OpenAI. The Straits Times reported that OpenAI planned to publicly launch GPT 5.6 on July 9th, and model trackers were checked for cross-signal context. Until first-party technical documentation and independent evaluation are available, The responsible stance is to treat this as an availability and ecosystem event, not a settled capability claim. If GPT 5.6 lands broadly, the first real questions are not, is it magical? They are, what changed in coding, tool use, latency, price, and reliability, and which claims can be reproduced? That distinction matters. Model releases create possibility. Measurements create knowledge. Frameworks and tooling are where today gets nicely concrete. Microsoft Research's Flint is a visualization language for the AI era. The idea is to give agents a compact intermediate chart specification instead of asking them to produce sprawling low-level chart code. That sounds modest, but it is exactly the kind of design agents need. When an agent creates a chart, the user should be able to inspect the fields, the encodings, the aggregation, and the intent without reading a page of plotting boilerplate. A small chart spec is easier to review, easier to diff, and easier to correct. Flint is part of a broader pattern. Give agents narrower, better-shaped languages for work products, then let humans audit the intermediate representation. Copilot Kit continues to sit in the generative UI lane. It is a front-end stack for agentic applications, chat interfaces, and AGUI-style experiences. The reason this matters is that agents do not only need back-end tools. They need product surfaces that expose state, ask for confirmation, and show partial progress. A good agent UI is not a chat box bolted to a database. It is an interaction model for uncertainty, review, and control. That is the bridge between demo and application. Can the agent show what it is doing, ask for the right permission at the right moment, and leave behind a trail a user can understand? On GitHub, three repo signals stood out after duplicate filtering. First, ByteDance Jock Deerflow is a high-activity, long-horizon agent harness for research, coding, and creation. It combines sandboxes, memories, tools, skills, sub-agents, and message routing. That pile of nouns is not accidental. It is what long-running agent work tends to require. The interesting trend is that open agent systems are becoming orchestration substrates, not single clever prompts. Second, Dietrich Gebert Ponytail offers a wonderfully opinionated counterweight. Make the agent think like the laziest senior developer in the room. The pitch is less code, faster runs, and lower cost. The specific numbers should be treated as claims to reproduce, but the methodology is healthy. Coding agents should not only add code, they should simplify, delete, choose boring paths, and avoid work. The best generated code is sometimes no generated code at all. Third, Cherry HQ Cherry Studio represents the user-facing consolidation layer, a desktop client that brings together multiple model providers, assistants, and autonomous agent features. This is the other half of the stack. While researchers argue over benchmark validity and developers build harnesses, many users will encounter agents through these multi-provider workbenches. The product question becomes, which clients make capabilities understandable without hiding the risk? Two research highlights reinforce the verification theme. Mining workflow graphs for black box boundary testing of conversational LLM agents proposes agent evil. The system interacts with a conversational agent, mines a workflow graph, and then stresses the hidden boundaries. Confirmation steps, identity checks, policy gates, and state transitions that ordinary prompts may never reach. This is valuable because many agent failures are not one-turn mistakes. They are workflow mistakes. The bad action happens only after the conversation has reached a particular state. What makes a good bug report for an AI agent? Looks at repair agents and asks which bug report features actually help. The answer, unsurprisingly but usefully, points toward executable context. Reproduction scripts, localization information, source code context, and fix suggestions. In other words, agent-ready issues are not just human-readable complaints. They are structured launchpads for investigation. This should change how teams file work for agents. If the issue contains a failing test, a reproduction command, relevant files, and a tight acceptance condition, the agent has a much better chance of doing useful work. If the issue is a vague paragraph, the agent is forced to spend budget guessing. Quick hits before we close. MarkTechPost's open source category was checked as the standing open source scout lane. Today it served mostly as duplicate and context screening because the visible top items were older than the freshest July 9th signals. That is a good outcome. A scout lane does not have to produce a lead every day to be useful. Sometimes it tells you what not to recover. Hacker News front page signal clustered around OpenAI's coding eval audit, Databricks real codebase benchmark, Microsoft Flint, and Mistral's Robostrol Navigate. That community pattern is telling. The conversation is less intoxicated by generic agents are coming chatter and more interested in harnesses, evals, costs, and concrete interfaces. There were also practical repo signals around local cost analysis, geospatial skills for Claude and Codex, AST-based codebase visualization, and self-hosted LLM gateways. The shared thread is operational control. Fewer black boxes, more local inspection, more routing, and more receipts. So the closer today is this. The agent stack is getting its reality checks. Models still matter, obviously. But the frontier that matters for builders is increasingly the proof layer around the model. Benchmarks need audits. Enterprise evaluations need real code bases. Tool calls need deterministic gates. Conversations need workflow boundary tests. User interfaces need reviewable intermediate forms. If you are building with agents this week, pick one workflow and add one boring verifier. Not a grand framework. One small gate. Check the state after the tool call. Require the reproduction command. Diff the chart spec. Record the exact files changed. The future of agent reliability may look less like a genius assistant announcing success and more like a librarian stamping a receipt, filed, checked, and shelved in the proper place. That is the kind of magic I trust.